You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Start of hour two here on our Saturdays with Cynthia Freeland. You see her all over the NFL Network. Joining us now on 98.7 ESPN. Cynthia, what's up?
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing, again, I like to preface, all things considered, I'm doing well. I got Mama Mimi vaccinated this week, so I'm blessed with that. I know, I could breathe. A little sigh of relief, a big sigh of relief come February 10th when she gets her second shot. So it's a poop show down there in Florida. So just thrilled that I was able to help her out. But other than that, I'm doing well. Before we start diving into this weekend, I want to rewind for a second because I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. And I think this is going to be a very interesting topic of debate. And that is, Drew Brees' wife went to social media this week to announce and defend her husband by saying that he was dealing with a shoulder injury this season that the Saints neglected to report. The state of our gambling industry, and we've got over 20 states now that have legalized gambling. New York is on their way. God bless. Thank you, Mario. I just feel that there needs to be an outside entity that will come in and police the NFL when it comes to organizations, all 32 teams, being honest about their teams and their injuries. Would you say yay or nay to that, Cynthia Freeland?
Well, here's the thing. I think that as 20 becomes 25, becomes 35, becomes 50 states, the NFL will be self-regulated and self-incentivized to make sure that this is the case. In fact, they kind of already are for a lot of reasons, because the NFL, and as an employee of the NFL, I can tell you, like, they really take these things very seriously. So there's always people who neglect to do it the way that the rules are written, but they're written that way for a reason. So an outside entity would have to rely on the notes and honesty of the inside entity, because there's no world where, like, a doctor's going to come, an outside, you know, medical staff, like HIPAA, all these things. Like, look at COVID stuff, right? We weren't even allowed to report, you know, people would go on the COVID list, and that wouldn't mean they necessarily have COVID. It would mean that they're on the COVID list, right? So the particularities around it are very nuanced, because this is health we're talking about. So at the end of the day, the NFL does have in place a really big, rigorous set of standards, and it doesn't mean that it always gets followed precisely, but at the same time, you know, it's really about how the rules written and how it all comes into play. And, you know, as far as, you know, the legalization of sports betting, the more legal it becomes, the more that will probably become something that gets brought into the light.
Well, I'm pretty upset about it, and I think something needs to be done. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, an angry betting loser here, right?
No,
an angry loser, a bitter loser over here. Anyway, again, Cynthia Freeland joins us here at 98.7 ESPN. All right, let's dive into these games. You've got, actually, let me see what the lines are right now, because they're constantly changing. The Green Bay Packers -3.5. That line changed with the news that Antonio Brown was going to be out. The over-under is at 52. How are you playing this, Miss Freeland?
You know, the funny part about both of these games is that I thought that they would be, they're both close. I mean, I think no one's more than, 3.5 the bigger line, right? So the interesting part for me is I actually have the Packers winning more soundly than that. I think the Packers win by at least 4. The interesting part about what has changed since week 6 when they first matched up, it's a lot to do with kind of, obviously they're missing their left tackle, David Bakhtiari, but the efficiency of how Aaron Rodgers has performed against the blitz. Remember, both of those two picks, and those two picks were crucial for the outcome of the game. They came on third down, third and long against the blitz. Whereas Aaron Rodgers, since week 9, has now thrown 13 touchdowns and just one interception against the blitz. On first and second down, he's crushing it against the blitz. Play action, also crushing it there, really getting the balance of the run game and the passing game going early. And often on those early downs, that's been the difference maker in this one.
I like the Green Bay Packers. I don't like the hook. I'm scared of the back end cover. So I'm playing a lot of, like touchdown and winning. And I'm going to pull these up for you, right? Okay, so Devontae Adams scoring a touchdown and Green Bay winning. Same thing with Aaron Jones, Robert Tonyan, Alan Lazard, as well as MVS. And, you know, as you could only imagine. So, for example, like, let's just say Devontae Adams, right? Like, so Devontae Adams to score and the Green Bay Packers to win plus 138. Aaron Jones to score and the Green Bay Packers to win plus 180. So for plus money, you know, that's how I'm playing this. Before when it was minus three, I was buying the half a point down and it was like minus 138 to buy the half a point. I don't want to buy a whole point. I don't want to do that. I'm on the line. I'm with you. Like, I think Green Bay is going to win this. Now, are they going to win by three? Are they going to win by six? Are they going to win by seven? I don't know. I just like playing the player to score and Green Bay to win. Your thoughts on putting those bets in?
Yeah, I think as far as the non, you know, like Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, those two seem like the most likely. But I think that the MVS situation could be interesting here just because Lazard has kind of come on as of late. I think they're going to have a plan to make sure that Lazard gets a little bit more attention than he had in previous games. So I think it's the, like, if I were going to go for any of the non, like, of course, Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, of course, there's a reason why they have greater odds of scoring a touchdown because they score touchdowns more often. But, you know, I would say the MVS one is the one that's most intriguing to me.
I'm looking at the prop bets and I want to tee up one that is like, well, okay, I'll give you two. I love Aaron Rodgers over 10.5 rushing yards. I think that's ridiculous. And you get that at minus 110. I think that's just so easy. I think yours was the tweet. It was Dale's. Za'Darius Smith gets one sack in the game against Tom Brady. That's plus 103. And that's on DraftKings.
Let's go.
Those are two of my favorite prop bets. Thoughts?
I like Za'Darius Smith a lot. I think he's really interesting player to watch from the standpoint of like how they pressure him and when, or use him to pressure rather and when. So I do think that would be, that's one I really like. Go for that for sure.
Okay, let's move on to our second game. And we've got the Buffalo Bills going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Buffalo is favored. Buffalo is getting three. Kansas City is favored. We got word that Patrick Mahomes was going to play. That's not a surprise. Here's the thing about this game, Cynthia. I'm more worried about his toe and his ability to scramble and create more so than anything else. I like the Bills here. That's the side I'm on. I'm curious. Also, the over-under is at 54.5. How are you playing this?
I think it's going to be a high scoring game, and I have the exact opposite. I think that the Chiefs win. Let me be clear. If I were to be cheering, if I were not doing math on it, if I were to just be cheering, I would be cheering for the Bills. And I want the Bills to win. I think that would be so fun. But I think it's going to be Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs offense that really has the advantage. If you look to see last time, again, week six, they matched up. Leslie Frazier didn't blitz Patrick Mahomes once, not one time. But this smart strategy, because Mahomes is like the best in the NFL in almost every single metric when facing the blitz. So what happened by doing that is they forced them to run the ball. When you create that opportunity to have a light box, I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire had like 176 yards or something crazy like that, right? So the opportunity to run the ball becomes a lot greater. Now, the thing about CEH, is he playing? Is he healthy? Is he not? We saw Lev Bell. I don't really care. I think whoever the run game is, whoever's the runner, that's going to be the one that you're going to want to take and look at those prop bets and see who you can get a good situation for on that. So the interesting part about this whole game for me when it comes to the Chiefs side of the ball, you got to look at the opportunity in the slot, both Hill and Kelsey, nasty in the slot, just totally crazy. And as of late, even though I love him, he's one of my favorite corners in the league, Tre'Davious White has been getting beaten by the deep ball. So you got the slot threat and the deep ball threat at the same time. It's going to be hard for the Bills to counteract that.
Now, the Kansas City Chiefs, I mentioned this before, worst team in the NFL in the red zone. Worst team in 30 seconds.
Sure, but they
worst
also,
team in the NFL.
But think about it. They've been in the prevent defense that they play. So their stats are a little skewed. They only pressure opposing quarterbacks. Like they're like, I don't know, 26th, something like that, 25th, according to Next Gen stats, meaning they don't get pressure on opposing quarterbacks very often, even though they face the pass a lot. Why is that? Well, they'd rather give a shorter pass and take away. They go play back in coverage and give a shorter pass that can be completed as opposed to giving up the home run play. Because, you know, big plays are the only way to really beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, right? That's the only way that the Raiders did it. I'm throwing out anything that happened week 17 because none of their starters were playing, right? So that was their only loss. And you see it since 2018, 6 of their 9 losses have been when the team has more big plays than the Chiefs offense. So they're kind of not pressuring on purpose to be able to kind of give the short yardage as opposed to the big play up. And that's interesting because then you look to see, okay, how are the Bills going to handle all of this, right? You've got Stephon Diggs, who's awesome. You've got Cole Beasley, who's awesome. You've got a lot of pass-catching options. They're going to be forced to maybe probably run the ball a bit more where the Chiefs are a bit susceptible. I do think that red zone stat you brought up means that Josh Allen scoring a rushing touchdown becomes a really nice thing to think about for the game. That might be something that you should look at, but I don't necessarily think that it means that, oh, so long as they get in the red zone, that they're going to score. It's just, it's part of it is strategic based on what they've been facing and that they've been playing with a lead.
So give me a score here. What is your score prediction in this game?
I have, I think, 30 to 25. So you got to remember, all these score projections, everyone gets mad at me for some of these. They're actually kind of funny when they get mad. Add the things up and then subtract the difference, right? So that means a 5-point win and 55 points, which means it's going to be a higher scoring game than you know, other people project, and it's going to be a 5-point win, which means a more convincing win for the Chiefs, right? So always just look at how does it stack up against what are the, you know, what DraftKings says or whatever says, right? And because people don't get that sometimes. It drives me crazy. I don't necessarily, it drives me nuts. But yes, 30 to 25 is what I have.
By the way, Josh Allen rushing touchdown or anytime touchdown, but obviously since he's the quarterback, it has to be rushing, is plus 125, just FYI. Cynthia,
I
always appreciate
that.
I know. I like that too. I'm just trying to, also, I think Devin Singletary is going to be utilized a lot. So I like the over 63.5, both rushing and receiving yards for Devin Singletary.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow.
I like that one too. I thought I saw like 42 rushing yards alone too. I like that one too, more than that.
So 40, I think it's 42.5. I think.
Great.
Hold on. Let me,
I like it more than 43.
41. I'm sorry. It's 40.
I like
it's 41.5. It's 41.5.
Nice. Even better. Even better. Give me that extra 1.5 yards. We're great.
All right, Cynthia, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you, my friend. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll definitely talk soon.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.